Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio. The law of attraction has become one of those buzzwords, I guess, over the last few years with psychologists, New Age thinkers, religious leaders, even Oprah Winfrey and Hugh Jackman for years have been talking about the idea that we attract whatever we think. Johnny Carter is a big believer and leads by example, a former high school dropout who now boasts several multi-million dollar businesses globally. He believes that when you apply this thinking to business and listen to your intuition, you then can pave a true pathway for personal fulfillment and greater wealth. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi, Mike. Nice to hear you again. Nice to catch up with you again.
Yeah. Now, listen, just for our listeners, explain in your words what the theory of law of attraction actually is.
Well, law of attraction, everyone knows about The Secret. I mean, obviously, it was a worldwide hit. And it was fantastic that it got out there on a global scale. And, you know, it did obviously create awareness on that in that respect. However, they did miss out some critical components in it. And that's all about that it's more than just what you think. You know, there's more to it than that. And it's more about the taking the plunge and having an action component, which is really the most important part. And action is described not as striving for your goals. It's more about taking the plunge. And I always have a saying, you know, take the first, you don't need to know the whole staircase to take the first step. So in order to do that, you take the first step and the whole case is then revealed. And then, funnily enough, the universe kind of backs you up and doors that you didn't even see or consider would open start opening for you. But where people tend to get stuck is in that kind of middle ground. They have all these ideas and concepts that they'd love to do or dreams, but they're kind of this other voice kind of hinders them and restricts them from doing so. So my passion is to bridge builder. I like to build that bridge with people so they move from fear to faith and take that action step. And that's how I kind of sum up law of attraction for me.
But that is what a lot of people do, don't they? They fear it. You know, they may have the idea, they may talk about it, but there is a fear. How do you overcome that fear?
Well, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. So that's ironic that it's spelt like that. And potentially the audience might have heard of it described like that, but false evidence appearing real. So what that means is that fear is generally an illusion. It's a preconceived idea that potentially is from a past memory or a future event that hasn't happened yet. And what's a very difficult task for most of us is to stay present. So fear is an illusion, basically, or a projection of the mind, and it's not real. And that funny thing is that illusion, it's not actually in the reality of the present situation, stops people then taking that action. So there are generally a lot of tools that I teach based on affirmations, meditation, sound technology. Meditation is the form that I take, which is actually listening to a high vibration of sound to get you into that REM state of meditation. And once we build that bridge and people realize that that voice in my head is not necessarily true, it's actually a lie. And it's naturally not relevant to my current situation now. It's attached to the past or future that hasn't even happened yet, potentially I'm worrying about something, and the past memory of trauma or hurt, potentially it's what someone said that said you can't do that, or, you know, you'll never pursue your dreams or whatever. It could be a childhood memory, not more than likely. Then we realize that, hey, let's not buy into that and let's move forward and be more encouraged about the future. So that's how I describe fear, false evidence appearing real.
So once you've broken through all that, you know, how do you become a successful entrepreneur?
Look, I'm not saying this happens like a click of the fingers, Michael. This takes, you know, I've been working on these principles. I'm 37 now, so obviously, and actually for me, it happened when I actually got, it usually takes a trauma for it to trigger. So I actually became, my health at 17, I got glandular fever for a year, and it was a pretty bad case. And I was handed a DVD from Hay House, Wayne Dyer, and he's a well-known speaker, obviously. And that opened the window for me to realize that there's another way of thinking. So entrepreneurship is very much the concepts that I'm talking about. It doesn't matter how good an idea is, business idea is, really. It really is about, first, your mindset. If your mindset's not right, and it particularly relating to your beliefs about money and prosperity and abundance, then I believe the business will never grow up as good as it could, because you'll still be stuck in a kind of a limiting belief mindset. So, again, we work on limiting beliefs also that I call mind viruses of the mind. And again, it's kind of that biases of that get stuck in the subconscious mind, and we work at ways of eliminating them and getting the person to realize what they're all about and then move forward from there. So I take a different angle to this whole business approach, 101 principle approach. I look at it from a subconscious mind, a science of mind, and obviously the law of attraction as well. So that's the kind of where I start focusing on, is more the subconscious mind rather than the conscious mind. So that's what we do. We reprogram the subconscious mind, and we do that through a lot of affirmations that we give our clients through seminars and one-on-ones and group coaching.
Have you found in doing that you are hiring and attracting different people or a different style of person?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we think is, what, you know, like as I move through these circles, I find that, you know, and it happens for everyone, I'm attracting a different sort of clientele, and we all meet up for a reason. I mean, even when I met you, Michael, for that breakfast, I mean, it was almost like it was, I mean, you were only meant to be there for 15 minutes, and next thing you know, we've been there for 2.5 hours. That seems to be the case for every interview I've been doing lately, by the way. And it's no accidents, and I don't believe there are any accidents in this universe. I believe everything's meant to be. Everything coincides perfectly. So whoever you're meant to meet and whatever you're meant to share, particularly when it's relevant topics that are of the truth and you're speaking of this kind of language, you find that time doesn't even exist. You just, your energy just goes to another level, and we're all sitting there, and and there's just a unity of consciousness, and it feels great. And, you know, I find myself having more of these kind of conversations, particularly, you know, I find this year, like I said before privately, it's a year of transition, and I find I'm having more and more of these conversations. There's definitely more of an awareness of these kind of principles now, for sure.
Do you struggle, though, when you come across people that perhaps are not that way of thinking or advanced in their subconscious thinking? Like, is that difficult for you, or do you just sort of retreat and think, oh, well, you know, they're not quite there?
Yeah, we're definitely all on our own journey, and we're all at different levels, and there's no judgment or opinion of that. I mean, who's to know that we haven't been here many, many times anyway? So the like I said before, the people that you were meant to attract, you were meant to have attracted in your life anyway, and you'll share. Now, the people that come on and have some sort of you know, disagreement, or particularly have their own opinion, oh, it's completely fine. I mean, I've only got one keeping perspective of the world, and I'm sharing stuff that what works for me. And the important thing is not to judge other people for their opinions or beliefs either. But when the magic happens is when you share with someone and they're sharing the same sort of thing, and they go, and you're both learning off each other. Because when I'm teaching, I'm not teaching as a guru or saint or someone who knows everything. I'm actually learning from that person as well. And they're teaching me. And it's actually making me accountable to my beliefs and values based on what I'm teaching. So it's a cyclical thing here.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of it, and that's the miracle of it.
How important is meditation for you?
Number one, actually, I couldn't stress how that. If out of all the self-development principles that I teach, that is the cornerstone of anything, is meditation. I cannot stress that high enough. I know it's talked about so much now, which is a great thing, and it's almost like it's kind of a bit of a cliche. Oh, meditate, but actually, applying meditation, doing it every day, is the thing. Just bring me back to something else. A lot of these things that are taught, self-development circles, what I teach, it's no good just learning them, reading the books and da-da-da. It's in the application that you get the power. You get the knowledge, you get the revelation. And then you step into that knowing, going, wow, I know that works because it's worked for me. But where I find when I'm meeting with a lot of clients is they go, yeah, I'd love to meditate. I know all about meditation, but then I ask, well, did you do it consistently? Oh, no, you know what? I don't really. it's like going to the gym, Michael. I mean, people go to the gym like it's going out of fashion these days, and that's a great thing for your body. This meditation is gym for your mind. Mind is the thing that creates our reality. There's a saying, when you get your mind right, your life will be right. Mind first. All of the major religious, I'm not necessarily a religious person, but everyone in every sort of self-development circle all talk about mindset, about the mind, and that's where it has to start. So meditation is working out a gym for your mind. So it's good to look at it like that.
Sure.
That's the way to look at it.
Now, the new year's around the corner, and, you know, another big year and a future ahead. And people want to, you know, it's often then that we hope to change some habits, you know, start afresh. What are your top tips for people wanting to goal set and achieve success?
2014 is definitely going to be a year about, I think 2013 was a year about breaking through our resistances. So that's why there's a lot of years, this year's been a lot of people have had a lot of health problems, a lot of challenges on multi-levels. But I want people to look at that as not necessarily a negative thing. It's basically the universe telling you, hey, you've been going along this track, it hasn't really been serving your best interest, I want you to be happy. You can't perceive your own happiness. That's why there's resistance, and what resists persists, so there's a painful reaction, so you suffer for that if you don't sort of go in a new direction. So it's the path of least resistance. So 2014 is about getting on that path of least resistance and then getting on the track of your ultimate calling in your life, and that's where personal fulfillment and ultimate joy will come. I think 2014 is going to be that year. I think 13 was definitely about the year of breaking and being aware of those resistances and perhaps moving onto a path that you've been thinking about and you've been procrastinating about and going onto your true path rather than pursuing this path that hasn't been serving your best interest. So I feel there's going to be a breakthrough in 2014. I think 13 has been a very hard year for a lot of people. But I want people to realise that that's not necessarily a negative thing, because there is a blessing in all of that. Even though on the surface it seems a traumatic thing, it is. The universe is moving us in the right direction. We just need to realise where our resistances are, and then where the path of least resistances is, go where there's ease, grace, and flow. So I always mention three things for 2014: ease, grace, and flow. Pursue your joy. Go for it. If it makes you happy, run with it. If it's a financial thing, while you don't, the money will come anyway. And, life is too short. Why not?
Yeah,
what's the downside? There's no such thing as failure either, Michael. There's only feedback for learning. But that's another subject matter. We can go into that next time.
Hey, Johnny, give us... So how do people get your CDs? And is there a website they can go to?
Yeah. Website, definitely. So I've got a CD called The Law of Attraction in Business. DVD. Next year is all about doing more seminars and coaching. So that website's www.johnnycarter, johnnycarter.com.au. On there you can get a free copy of my DVD. There's information about my next seminars, coaching, all the information, articles, media interviews, etc. I just love this because it's fulfilling. Whenever I do it, my energy goes to another level. And I hope everyone enjoyed what I had to say.
Good stuff. Well, thanks, Johnny. Thanks for being on today's show.
Good on you, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.